If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not the Catholics loved it. I had nothing to do with it. Somebody made up a picture of me dressed like the Pope, and they put it out on the internet.
Well, I mean, he really set the table for us there. That was President Trump explaining the AI-generated image of him as the Pope, which he did post on his Truth Social, which is effectively tweeting because there are accounts that automatically post on Twitter everything that he posts on Truth Social. So everyone on both platforms saw it. And good to hear, relieved to hear that the Catholics loved it.
Well, I can't speak for the Catholics, so I won't pretend to speak for all of them. My guess is that not all of them loved it, and maybe not even half of them loved it.
That was a Fox reporter asking the question.
It was.
Just in case it is important to those to people, that was a Fox News reporter asking him about that image and whether or not maybe be a little bit more respectful, especially it's not just that it's a picture of Trump as Pope, which has its issues, but also the Pope just died. You know, it's not even like, hey, in the future I'll be Pope. And this, you know, Pope Francis just died days ago.
And a lot of people feel, he is very important to them in their lives, right?
And the thing
so
is,
it's a very, I don't know if I would say that if I were him.
And I bet you feel this way because I know you could probably make a joke or listen to a joke about most things, any religion, and not be offended and say it's a joke. But the reason why this matters is he's the president of the United States, and it's not super presidential.
Maybe a comedian would do it and get away with it, and that's fine.
Comedians can get away with anything. I mean, Christians have been the butt of a lot of jokes, but it's not the president of the United States.
Catholics were not so happy about the image of you looking like the Pope.
Oh, I see. You mean they can't take a joke? You don't mean the Catholics. You mean the fake news media. Not the Catholics loved it. I had nothing to do with it. Somebody made up a picture of me dressed like the Pope, and they put it out on the internet. That's not me that did it. I have no idea where it came from. Maybe it was AI, but I know nothing about it. I just saw it last evening. Actually, my wife thought it was cute. She said, isn't that nice?
My question about
actually,
it.
Actually, I would not be able to be married, though. That would be a lot. I'd have to. To the best of my knowledge, popes aren't big on getting married, are they? Not that we know of, no. No. I think it's the fake news media that, you know, they're fakers.
My question, though, sir, was about the fact that it was put out on the White House account, even though it was AI generated, it was a joke, it was a meme. Does it at all diminish the substance of the official White House account to have it go out on that particular channel?
Give me a break. It was just somebody did it in fun. It's fine. Have to have a little fun, don't you?
And
well, I agree with fun.
Yeah. And again, as the, I know he was saying it fake news, but that was a Fox News reporter. And she was bringing it up because U.S. Cardinal Timothy Dolan is the one who said that Trump showing the picture of himself as Pope, quote, wasn't good. He did not say whether the White House should apologize to Catholics or not. And here's the thing. It's people can make jokes. People can make mistakes. And whenever you are assessing the actions or the comments of an individual, especially when that person is the president of the United States, you do generally take in all of their actions and their character in general and think, okay, well, it will give him the benefit of a doubt, or maybe he didn't mean this, or it's in the grand scheme of things, it's not a big deal. With Trump, so many controversial actions, whether they're executive orders or quotes about the Constitution or comments about the Pope or AI-generated images, it's like drinking from a fire hose. So it's fatiguing sometimes to just be like, there is something to be said for decorum. I think it was The Atlantic. It said, where have all the classy politicians gone?
Well, there does seem to be fewer of them than there used to be, even if, you know, and I don't think politicians have ever really been popular. But it does seem like there's less of that. I would say that it is okay, in my opinion, it is okay to make jokes about religion because it's in fun, right? And I don't know if people, when they make the jokes, they're doing it with a venomous mindset. But maybe the president shouldn't. Yeah. Maybe that's just one of those jobs where you just shouldn't, because there are people who voted for you who will feel alienated by it. So I think it's language you should be more careful with. Again, a comedian wants to do it. Okay, then we'll deal with that. But maybe the president shouldn't do that. And I think we are interested to know, if you are Catholic, whether mm-hmm. you did or did not vote for him. In fact, I think it would be interesting to know if you did vote for him and you hated it. You know, you hated that he did that because it is important to you, and he seemed to mock it a bit. However you feel, however you voted, we would like to know. So send us a message, 314-436-7900, or leave us a voice message from the Odyssey app. Because, again, I am not a religious person. I'm just not. So that does not really offend me personally, but I'm not Catholic, you know, but I know a lot of people who are Catholic, and maybe many of them do think it's funny, but I imagine that it's probably not half the people who think it's funny.
Right. And I would say that I am not Catholic. Obviously, I'm evangelical Christian, and I don't get offended easily, in the sense that I am very confident in my faith, and I have been mocked roundly a lot for my faith. I just have. And I'm not so defensive. I'm not low in self-esteem. I am confident in my faith. But there's a difference between not being offended and acknowledging that something could be inappropriate.
Yeah.
So again, am I offended by the image of Trump as Pope? Well, no, because it's ridiculous. What I am more concerned about is that an official president/White House account is so cavalier with people's beliefs or faiths or how it presents itself, kind of takes joy in mocking, that it would just throw it out there without saying, you know, there probably are some pretty devout Catholics who wouldn't want to see this. Probably, and here's the thing, probably some devout Catholics who voted for me.
Yeah.
Who would see this as somewhat mocking of their faith. And so, like I said, is that pearl clutching? No. I just think it's unpresidential, and I don't think it represents the country well. Interestingly, Vice President J.D. Vance, who converted to Catholicism a couple of years ago, defended Trump regarding his pontiff post. And Bill Kristol, who was the chief of staff to the vice president in the Bush administration, tweeted at J.D. Vance, "Hey, J.D. Vance, you fine with this disrespect and mocking of the Holy Father?" And J.D. Vance responded to Bill Kristol saying, quote, "As a general rule, I'm fine with people telling jokes and not fine with people starting stupid wars that kill thousands of my countrymen," referring to George Bush and Iraq and Afghanistan, which to me was also an inappropriate escalation. And it is indicative of that new strain of populism on the right that reveals that not only is the Reagan Republican dead, but the Bush Republican is dead, whatever that means.
Yeah.
And I get it. You're right, Ranj. I think politicians, oh my gosh, yes, they were never angelic. And people, they were not always, they were not worshipped. We know.
I think there was more reverence for politics in general
and
a long time ago.
The positions that they're in. And I don't even think it's that long, because if you look at some of the conversations or debates with George Bush and Obama, there's decorum and respect for the position of the presidency.
Well,
Mitt Romney
so
and Obama, they respected each other.
I will give you an example of something. From my personal experience, I remember when Ronald Reagan was in town. I was very little. I don't know what age, but I remember when he was here. I don't know why he was here. But I remember being on the street with my parents downtown St. Louis, and his motorcade drove past us, and he waved at us through the limo. So I remember it. I don't know politics at the time, mm-hmm. but I do know that my mom and dad were not especially big fans of Ronald Reagan,
mm-hmm.
but they always talked about it like, wasn't that really cool when we saw him?
Yeah.
Like, man,
president.
that's cool. We saw the president.
Yeah.
I mean, if that happened today and it's a guy you don't like, you're probably like, oh, screw that guy still, you know, but I think people did used to have more reverence for the office.
So here's what's interesting. Take this for what it's worth. My grandpa was born in 1920. He fought in World War II. In his latter days, you know, he was a Rush Limbaugh listener, right?
Yeah.
He was a Reagan Republican. But he talked about his entire voting life. He would vote. Sometimes Democrat, sometimes Republican. He told me about the different presidents he voted for, because it just wasn't as divisive. And,
right.
and again, I'm not lifting these guys up as angels. And you could say, well, it was a facade. Honestly, I'm okay with a little bit of a facade if a facade means decorum and etiquette, because that's how societies operate. They operate with decorum.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And etiquette.
Harambe has texted in.
Okay.
And says, born and raised Catholic, voted for Trump twice,
mm-hmm.
doesn't offend me, but I have a dark, dry sense of humor from being a veteran and an infantryman. Gallows humor, I guess. And
yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people do see it that way.
And I think Catholics will acknowledge this too. Like, there's different kinds of Catholics, in the sense that I talked to some more casual Catholics, I guess you would say. Like Mike's, I had some family members who'd be like, well, I guess I better go to church so I don't go to hell. You know, like kind of like the crazy wild partying, right? And some of them were, I was talking to, not offended, but also more devout Catholics maybe who practice in a different way, right? I would be interested to see what they think. Quick note, Bill texts into our StreamYard. Bill says, I'm Catholic and I sure as hell didn't vote for him either time. He also said he, meaning Trump, was distracting from all the other crap he's done.
Maybe. I don't know. I really don't think a lot of that is intentional. I think that people think that he says things to distract so he can do something else that we're not paying attention to. I'm not sure he's that deliberate of a person. This message says, I'm not a good Catholic, but I'm offended. Let's get a voice message.
I am a Catholic. I did not vote for Trump, but I do think that taking a picture of a world leader who has just died and turning it into a joke is very disrespectful.
Thank you for the voicemail. Yeah, and that's the thing. Is it disrespectful if Dave Chappelle does it, you know, or another comedian?
Probably, but it is a comedian.
Probably, but it's a comedian.
That's what
and
they
that's
do.
What they do.
Right.
They're subversive. They're disrespectful. And I'm glad we live in a country where they can be subversive and
that's
disrespectful,
exactly
even
right.
if I don't like it.
Yep.
But when you are the president and you're tweeting this out from the White House account or from your own personal account, I do think it is different. You know, because people will say, why do you focus so much on what he says? Why do you care what he tweets? It's because he's the president. When you're the most powerful person in the world, it matters.
And here's a message that says kind of the same thing along those lines. Have any of you thought about the fact that by highlighting this and people constantly talking about it, they are giving him power and wondering why those who don't want him in office do it? And I get that sentiment, but he is the president. You can't not, you can't just ignore it. You can't just be like, you know, let's just never talk about it.
And here's
of course, we don't really always want to, you know, but sometimes something comes up and I feel like.
Well, and St. Louis has such a strong Catholic presence.
A lot of Catholics,
and it was Cardinal
of course.
Dolan who was calling out the president. So we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
And Ranj, I will say this. Sometimes you do. It's a bit of a no-win situation where if Trump does something, whether it's the tariffs, you could say the tariffs, you could say certain executive orders, and you talk about it and go, well, this is insane. They say, well, why are you surprised? He told you. He's been saying this. This is exactly what he's going to do. But then when he says something, even before he takes action, and you say, well, he's going to enact these tariffs. No, that's just him talking. Don't take him seriously. He just says things. And so whether you talk about what he says or you don't talk about what he says, you are going to be doing the wrong thing.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.